Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're joined by Professor Eyal Zisser. He is from Tel Aviv University, senior fellow at the Moshe Dayan Center. We wanted to speak to him about some conflict and upheaval in Israeli politics. Gadi Eisenkot calling on Benny Gantz to resign as poll numbers plummet. Let's get the professor's insight into what this means for Israel and for domestic stability, especially at the moment. Professor, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. So we've seen former MK Gadi Eisenkot urge Benny Gantz to resign. How serious is this crisis for the party?
Well, it's very serious because it may signal the end of Benny Gantz's political career and his party. You know that some of the parties in Israel are all about the person who had this party, most of the parties. And it's a question because right now, according to the polls, the opposition has the upper hand within the Israeli public, but splits and such incidents and can change the picture, no doubt about it.
When I was in Israel last, I had the opportunity to meet with Benny Gantz. I think he had moved down recently to a kibbutz near the Gaza, in the Gaza envelope. I didn't get the impression politically that he was that motivated and driven to be part of Israeli politics. Was my impression wrong, or is that a concern?
Well, yes, I mean, he was a good general. Eisenkot, Gadi Eisenkot, was a good general as well. But the problem in Israeli politics is that sometimes generals tend to think that if they were good generals, they can become good politicians. And, it was not the case with Ehud Barak. It was not the case with many, many, many Bogi Yalon, with many others. And Benny Gantz, well, people say about him that he's an honest guy, good guy.
Yes, but
you know, to be a good guy in politics doesn't mean necessarily that that's what the voters expect you to be, and doesn't help you in politics, which is something very nasty, as we all know.
Yes. Is this a reflection of the Israeli political center, with Eisenkot impacted, with Benny Gantz? I mean, they did represent, or they do represent, the so-called center. Does this indicate that people are moving in either direction? Or is it about them?
No, I think it's about one thing. It's about Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, we have to understand this is a unique phenomenon, not only in the history of Israel. He's there for almost 25 years. And unfortunately, everything became very personal. Can he... Is it fit to continue to be a prime minister? It's all about his taking into consideration, of course, the legal affairs and the split inside Israeli politics, even in the center and the left, is all about Netanyahu. When the left and the extreme center say, well, no to Netanyahu and no to his coalition. And Benny Gantz maybe thinks that this is not the right thing to do, but rather to find the compromise to try and unite people. And I think that part of the conflict is about this.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing. The Likud itself, Just focusing there for a moment, is there any form of succession? Because that's also been one of the concerns about Netanyahu.
Well, a person, even in democracy, I mean, I'm not speaking dictatorship, well, it's well known, but even in democratic parties and regimes, the ruler, the person who is at the head of the government or the country, doesn't tend to, allow the emergence of a successor. And sometimes, like in the case of Netanyahu, he try his best to eliminate politically this successor. This happened with many of the Likud figures, Kahlon and even Gideon Saar, who came back to the Likud. So the succession is an issue, and Netanyahu is 76 years old, so it's an issue, but nobody wants to touch it.
Because within the own his own party, it means a political death, which is a huge problem. But just going back to blue and
Yes.
white, so what does it mean now for the party itself and for the broader center?
Well, the question is whether this party will run in the coming election when they will be held. And the argument is that, well, he should, give up, because if he doesn't, I mean, look at what happened in the previous election. Because of the decision of the head of the Labour Party not to unite forces with Meretz, Meretz didn't pass the and could not get into the Knesset, and the so-called center and left camp lost 4 mandates. With these mandates, Netanyahu couldn't have form a government. So this does matter if he runs and lose and cannot be elected to the Knesset. This can lead to the defeat of his entire camp, not only his entire party. So the idea is, if you are losing, if you cannot be elected, don't run to the Knesset. This means bring an end to your political career and life. And this is a tough decision.
It's I keep wondering, when you look at this generation of Israeli politicians, how, when this war ends, if how many of them will continue in their political careers, or if the Israeli voter is going to look for something untainted by October the 7th. And the failures there, untainted by this long and very, very difficult war. And if they would want maybe somebody younger and more hopeful, what is your thought?
Well, we know from the past that it takes time. In 73, it took 4 years. I mean, the election during the war, at the end of the war, in December 73, the Labour still kept his power, but 4 years later, he was defeated. So it takes time. These are slow processes. And I'm sure there is a change, but when it comes, this is a question. And of course, the problem in Israel, I don't think only in Israel, is that people, young and promising and good people, look at the political life and say it's not for me. And this is the challenge. This is the dilemma, because if you look at the Israeli politicians, well, this is the worst Knesset we had since the formation of the State of Israel. These politicians are people that, you wouldn't allow them to be, well, and they were able to be elected. And well, this is populism, and we see it all over the world.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this evolves. Thank you for that, Professor Ayal
Zisahi,
who's a lecturer at the Tel Aviv University's Moshe Dayan Center, and was sharing his thoughts on the latest moves in Israeli politics.